In this bulletin, the ACCC lashes out at retailers stating they are price gouging COVID-19 rapid antigen tests. More record coronavirus case numbers in Australian states. And in sport, AFL women's clubs brace for COVID-19 related scheduling issues and roster headaches. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The head of the Consumer Monitoring Agency has lashed out at businesses actively price gouging COVID-19 rapid antigen tests, calling the actions of retailers unconscionable. Rod Sims from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission says that the authority has the power to crack down on businesses carrying out price gouging, and he is urging people to report offenders. Mr. Sims also warned that the ACCC has the ability to name and shame businesses engaging in what he calls cartel conduct.
We're also reminding retailers in particular of their obligations. They shouldn't be misleading consumers about why prices are as high as they are. They shouldn't be obviously engaging in cartel conduct. But also we're pointing out that we have the ability to name and shame people if they are doing the wrong thing. And also there's the possibility of firms engaging in unconscionable conduct. That can occur if there's excessive pricing in something like a pandemic, which is obviously what we've got here at the moment.
New South Wales Health says that only people with COVID-19 symptoms who live in a household with a confirmed positive case should get the PCR test done, as capacity is stretched at testing centres. The Health Department spokesman, Jeremy McAnulty, is encouraging the use of rapid antigen tests as an extra precaution if people intend to socialise and interact in large groups, especially indoors. Mr. McAnulty also emphasised the importance of masks as many people go back to work after the holidays.
As many of us return to work from holidays, we'd like to remind everyone about the importance of wearing masks. Masks are compulsory for those people aged over 12 years in all indoor non-residential settings, including for hospitality staff and in offices, unless you're eating or drinking. And masks are an effective way of helping protect yourself and those around you from catching or spreading COVID-19.
So far, 95% of people aged 16 and over in New South Wales have received a first dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, and 93.6% have received their second. It comes as the state records 23,131 new COVID-19 cases and two more deaths, with 1,344 people currently in hospital with the virus, 105 of whom are in intensive care. South Australia has set another daily record for COVID-19 cases, with 3,246 new infections recorded. Premier Stephen Marshall says although New Year's celebrations were subdued, numbers are rising and SA Health is managing critical restraints.
In the past, where there was a very low infection rate, you could basically process 100 samples at a time, and if there was nothing found in all 100, they would all go through. You can't do that with the current wave because there is a very high positivity rate right across the country.
Currently, 102 people are being treated with COVID-19 in South Australian hospitals, with 12 of those in intensive care. Tasmania has detected 702 new COVID-19 cases, pushing the state's active infections number to 2,244. This comes after the confirmation of positive cases on a cruise ship in Hobart and infections connected to a Launceston music festival. There are 71 cases receiving care at community case management facilities and 275 being managed at home. Three infected people are currently in the hospital, with one receiving treatment for COVID-19 and two others receiving treatment for different conditions. And the ACT has recorded 926 new COVID-19 infections, a surge of almost double from the previous day with 514 cases. There has been two more people hospitalised, bringing the number of admitted patients to 13. However, patients being treated in intensive care has reduced from 2 to 1, and one patient is on a ventilator. To sport, AFL women's boss Nicole Livingston says clubs will need to treat COVID-19 setbacks this season in the same way they do for players who are injured or have the flu. Melbourne captain Daisy Pearce concedes although it's unfair that some clubs will be ravaged by COVID-19 more than others, players will simply have to accept it and get on with the campaign. Under the AFLW's COVID-19 protocols, games will continue to be played if 16 of each of the club's 30 primary listed players, plus 5 train-on players, are available for selection. If the minimum 21 players aren't available, the game will either be played in another round or postponed until later in the season. And now for tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 37. Adelaide, partly cloudy 24. Melbourne, showers and some possible heavy falls 26. Hobart, a shower or two, 19. Canberra, similar conditions, 27. Wollongong, showers, 25. Sydney, much the same, 28. Newcastle, showers, 29. Brisbane, a shower or two and 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 37. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.